Welcome to The Expert Vet. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Donna Spector in Chicago, who is The Expert Vet. She's a board-certified veterinary internist here to help explain medical conditions in dogs and cats. If you'd like to hear more episodes of this show or any of the Pet Talk radio shows I co-host with experts, please go to RadioPetLady.com and visit the podcast libraries. The Expert Vet is a production of 8paws LLC and Dr. Donna Spector, which are solely responsible for its content and are proud to bring you a PSA about the catnip allergy study. Are you allergic to cats? Does your cat or the cat of a friend or family member cause you to sneeze or get itchy, watery eyes? If so, you may be qualified to participate in catnip, a clinical study of an investigational drug combined with allergy shots. Researchers are screening cat allergic individuals at their study sites in Los Angeles, Denver, Chicago, Baltimore, Chapel Hill, Seattle, and Madison. If you're allergic to cats and interested in learning more about the catnip study, go to catallergystudy.org. This show is brought to you with the generous support of Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. And their new grain-free recipes like Vigor give you even more healthy choices for your pet's dinner, while Daily Greens bring vitamins and digestive enzymes into your dog's diet. Halo is a private company partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they emphasize giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com for pets awaiting a forever home. I have a very special expert today on The Expert Vet. Mervyn Levin is not an expert vet, but he is an expert on testing, blood testing for allergies, for vaccination titers. But the main issue for me and for many of us is skin problems. And while Spot Platinum is a sponsor of this show, and for which we're very grateful, this is not an infomercial. This is to talk about what Spot Platinum does, how allergies work in dogs, how to identify why your dog is itching or scratching or has red spots or hot spots, licking, that sort of thing. And really, there's no one better than Mervyn to do it. He has devoted his professional life to creating the VaxaCheck and the Spot Platinum tests. And for me, it's been a real life changer with my dog, Maisie. So, Mervyn, welcome to The Expert Vet. It's wonderful to have you here in person.
Thank you, Tracy. It's always good to talk with you.
So I have my girl Maisie, who was a rescued Weimaraner, and I got her when she was 9 months old, and she came from, who knows, obviously a puppy mill because she came from a pet store in Long Island, and people drove her to Virginia, and I drove to Virginia to get her and bring her back to Vermont, and she was itchy, scratchy a lot, and I luckily knew about the Spot Platinum test, so my vet drew the blood. It's quite simple. I mean, simple for the vet. I couldn't do it myself, not being a vampire. And it went off in a special kit to your company in Arizona and came back a test that showed some food items, but also some environmental allergies or things to which she was sensitive. And I'd love to talk for a minute about how that test works, but just to jump ahead and say that I didn't want to give her weekly or monthly shots. Just it seemed burdensome to me. So I chose the oral drops. It's three little squirts in her mouth every morning. And it was quite amazing. She went from this itchy, scratchy dog to not at all. And then I got a refill, and I was using it for, let's say, 10 months. And then I ran out, and I thought, well, maybe she's over those allergies. And now it's the fall or the winter, and maybe it was more of a summer thing. So I waited a week, and I thought, oh, maybe it cured her. And don't you know that after about six or so days, she started itching and scratching, and she itches and scratches a lot. And I'm waiting for my third refill to say that this is obviously a therapy that needs to be maintained, I guess, year-round, but I'd love you to explain that, too. So having just told my little personal story of gratitude, really gratitude, because an itching, scratching dog, it must be miserable for them to feel like they have, you know, like creepy crawlies. But horrible, I can't stand itchy, scratchy, licky dogs. It just makes me anxious. So let's talk a little bit about how the Spot Platinum test, the blood part of it, works. How do you determine what a particular dog is reactive to?
Okay. Tracy, basically, a food allergy is an immunological event. The body produces antibodies just like it would if it were under attack, so to speak, from a bacteria or a virus. It produces antibodies against those items. Now, in the case of allergies, the body's immune system mistakenly identifies these otherwise normal substances, pollens, trees, house dust, etc., and sees them as invaders, so to speak, and produces antibodies against them. Now, our test is a simple blood test which is designed to determine which antibodies are present in the patient's serum or blood, and in turn, how much of each. And then based on standard values that we have, we will then say that there is an allergy to a particular allergen or group of allergens and not allergic to others. And then from that, the choice then is to go ahead with hyposensitization or immunotherapy, which is the process by which we build up another kind of antibody called an IgG, whereas the one that is produced is an IgE. And the goal is to increase the level of IgG so that the dog can live comfortably in their environment. And to do that, there are two ways of going. There's the subcutaneous injection, which has been around for many, many years, and we've been doing that since the 80s.
And I personally get one of those every week. I have so many allergies, and I've been doing it for 25 years, so I have not improved at all. But that's what people are sort of, and it's a tiny little needle, but nonetheless, it's an injection.
Right. Now, there's advantages and disadvantages to the subcutaneous versus the sublingual, or the drops, as you're talking about. The subcutaneous is an injection. The advantage is that after a couple of months, you get to the point where the shots are once a month. But as you say, it involves a needle and it involves giving a shot. The sublingual, which you've opted for, is a newer technology. It's been around for a couple of years. And that is basically putting a few drops under the tongue, and the body's immune system absorbs it from the mucosa under the tongue area and produces the IgG antibodies. That one, however, is given on a daily basis, and in some cases twice a day. So some people are a little bit less squeamish about the needle and say once a month is preferable. Other people say, I don't want to put my dog through that, although they don't feel it, or I don't want to give the injections myself, and it's just simpler to put a couple of drops under the tongue.
And I guess that the proof is in the pudding that it worked. I mean, the dog went from itching and scratching, mostly her neck, but sometimes her flanks, or if I would run my hand down her back, she would dance with her back legs. I mean, like really, really itchy. And when she gets the daily three squirts, and I do it when I first wake up, when I brush my teeth, because it's supposed to be away from food, and she has her breakfast in about 15 or 20 minutes, so it works out well. There's none of that. She isn't itchy or scratchy anywhere, and it's kind of mind-boggling to me how in Europe, and people that are kind of homeopathic, holistic practitioners themselves, the idea of putting medication under your tongue or even just in your mouth. Boiron is a very famous French company, B-O-I-R-O-N. Obviously, you know it well because it works the same way as what you've developed for dogs, and right. They have many, many, many remedies that are sold in pharmacies in France and Italy and in England, and here is as well, it's often in health food stores, that work in this sublingual way where the mucosa absorb whatever the thing is, and it works. In terms of the IgE and IgG, mm-hmm. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like you to explain if a dog has these reactive antibodies to various elements. And those could, I think, in life increase if you don't deal with it, whether it's us or a dog. Why does the IgG, the remedy, not begin to accumulate, if that's the right word, and overtake the IgE? That's a very simplistic, dopey way of putting it. But I was just wondering if at some point it would become more powerful or strong or overriding and completely extinguish that antibody reaction to the mold or the dust or the what have you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the answer to the question that none of you knew to ask, and I'm just really learning myself. We'll be right back. This show is made possible in part by Precious Cat Litter, owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian in Colorado who has created many different low-dust litters for the health of all members of the family, cats or people with asthma and allergies. Precious Cat also makes litter for the special needs of many cats, from kitten attract litter that helps youngsters develop good habits to cat attract litter that helps those with out-of-litter box issues get back in the box. Precious Cat's Touch of the Outdoors litter provides environmental enrichment, bringing to indoor cats the natural scent of the outdoors from field grasses grown in their own fields. This show is also brought to you by Best Pet RX, a unique compounding pharmacy for pets in New York City that can turn any medication for dogs and cats into a custom-flavored oral paste, chewable tablet, or a liquid that your pet will actually like. And Best Pet RX will keep trying formulations at no extra charge and offers same-day delivery in New York City and overnight delivery anywhere else so that your pet can happily take the medicine she needs to get well and stay well. Mervyn, the Spot Platinum test is created to deal with the IgE, the allergic reaction, if you will, in a dog's body. So why, if one gives the sublingual or the injections over a period of time, does that not become the dominant element in the blood, or is that just not how it works?
Well, it does become the dominant element, but that's exactly what we're aiming for, and that is what is going to ultimately prevent the allergic reaction from occurring. Just very simplistically, what happens is the allergen, in this case, let's call it a Bermuda grass pollen grain, the allergen will cause the body to produce the antibody in the first place, which is the IgE. But then the allergen itself will bind to what is known as a mast cell. And once we get multiple binding of allergens to that mast cell is now triggered once those antibodies are bound to it. So we've got this mast cell with antibodies that the body's produced bound to it. And it's, like I say, it's a triggered mast.
Right.
Now when the incoming food comes in, it binds between two of these antibodies, these IgE antibodies on the surface of the mast cell. And because it's physically larger than the space between the two antibodies, it actually causes the mast cell to rupture or degranulate, releasing histamine and bradykinin and all the other allergy symptom-producing components. Now, IgG, on the other hand, so the IgE is now bound to the surface of the mast cell. IgG, on the other hand, does not bind to the mast cell, so it doesn't have an affinity to bind to that mast cell. So IgE remains in circulation, unbound, and harmless. But what it does do is, it does not have an affinity to bind to the mast cell, it does have an affinity to bind the incoming allergen. So it essentially traps the allergen.
It neutralizes it. It sort of encapsulates it.
Exactly.
I'll be darned.
So it binds it before it gets to the mast cell and prevents the mast cell from degranulating. So the reaction is still going on. IgE is still being produced. Mast cells are still being triggered.
Wow.
But nothing is happening because the IgE is preventing this binding.
So the IgE that's in the Spot Platinum product, and of course the dogs have a lot to say about that. They always have something to say. Does not matter how well insulated your studio is, they're just nutty.
Oh, I hear you.
You know how that is. It just shows that the show really is, my other show is really called Dog Talk for a reason. It's sort of like defenders, if you will, sort of the way we think of white cells is, this is a bad analogy, but those of us that are used to the idea of infection and having, and having first defenders, right?
Correct. And that is exactly what it is. It's the immune system basically produces lymphocytes, which is what you're talking about. Those are the defenders. And the immune system produces B cells and T cells. And these cells ultimately produce the IgE and the IgG. And in the allergic or atopic dog, for example, the immune system produces too much or an excess of IgE, causing increased triggering of mast cells, and is not producing sufficient IgG. So our goal is to increase the production of IgG so that it counteracts the IgE which is being produced.
Now, in a dog or a person who doesn't have allergies, does none of this go on, or do they have some natural amount of IgG that's always on guard and on duty?
Most of us have circulating IgE in our system at any time, and most of us have triggered mast cells. The question is, what is our threshold?
Right.
And the threshold varies from patient to patient. So you may have an individual that has a very high threshold, a lot of triggered mast cells, a lot of antigen being produced and antibodies being produced, rather, and these mast cells are not sufficient or aren't above their threshold point. Allergies are an additive effect. So if an individual is allergic to five things, it may keep them below the threshold. But now, if you add a sixth item that you stimulate them with and they're allergic to that sixth item, that may be the one that throws them over the threshold, so to speak. So a lot of patients or a lot of individuals have circulating IgE, have mast cells that are triggered, but are below threshold. And the problem, unfortunately, is we don't know what that threshold is.
Right. Right. Whether it's in people or dogs.
Same thing, exactly.
So they're trotting along, and then now they're, in her case, they come to a new geographical area, and perhaps there's just more things that her immune system hasn't seen and views as invaders and wants to attack, if you will. In fact, isn't it true that the test is very much based on geography? Because you can't test every element in the whole universe. So if the dog is in Russia versus in, you know, Texas, you probably don't have a Russian panel, but I mean, like a complete.
Actually, we do.
You do?
We have panels. We're doing testing in 49 countries.
Oh my goodness!
Each of them has their own unique panel.
Wow!
And we have 12 panels across the U.S. which are regionalized for the specific trees, grasses, and weeds. The one thing, though, that I do want to say as a word of caution is because sometimes people get a result back, and I'll use an extreme situation where an individual got a result back that the patient was allergic to olive trees, and he went out to his backyard and got rid of all the olive trees.
Right.
But his neighbors didn't, and he said, well, yeah, your test is not accurate because there's no more olive trees in my yard. The reality is that allergens actually travel for several hundred miles.
Oh my goodness!
With wind, so you could be exposed to allergens from another state.
Wow!
And you won't necessarily see them in your environment. The other thing is that these allergens do tend to cross-react. So we may see a situation where an individual shows a reaction to chicken, but has never eaten chicken before, but it could be cross-reacting with a particular grass or a particular weed. And some of these cross-reactions are very, very diverse. For example, an individual that has an allergic reaction to eating a peach is also allergic to walnuts and likewise allergic to latex or rubber gloves.
Wow. And that's obviously on the human side. So when you have all these very allergic children who seem to be coming along, severe, right, you know, life-threatening allergies of various kinds, it's quite a challenge for the parents. As pet parents, you've simplified it because you can find whatever the most prominent triggers are, create this sublingual or the serum, and we give it to the dog every day, and the dog is comfortable.
That's,
I mean, it's like,
correct.
it's this calming, if you will, Band-Aid. It just keeps the problem from occurring. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you about somebody here in Vermont who got some sort of allergy drops for the mouth, but they haven't helped. But she didn't use the Spot Platinum test. And I'm just wondering, how is it different from other tests? Not to speak ill of other companies or competitors,
right,
but there may be a different way that people are being tested, and it's not as precise or concise.
Sure.
And I'm going to hope to introduce her to Spot Platinum and give her dog some relief. We'll be right back after a quick break. The Radio Pet Lady Network is brought to you in part by Spot Platinum, an allergy test to determine which elements in your dog's environment or diet may be causing his scratching or licking. Spot Platinum can detect allergies for which they can make a USDA-approved oral spray custom-tailored to your dog's specific needs to control his symptoms. Spot Platinum is a privately owned company that has done more than 500,000 allergy tests over 25 years. For more information, visit them on the web at vetallergy.com. Support for this show also comes from VaxaCheck, a simple test done right in your vet's office to discover whether your dog or puppy is protected from the deadly core diseases or needs revaccination. Shelters can use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones and avoid unnecessarily over-vaccinating dogs. VaxaCheck for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. Mervyn, we're talking about Spot Platinum and allergy testing and then allergy improvement from the Spot Platinum. This gal that I know said, well, I went to my vet, and she even said, but she seemed unsure that blood was drawn. And I said, oh, then it must have been Spot Platinum. They're sort of the most well-known in the entire industry. And she said, no, that doesn't sound like the right thing. But what the dog's been given doesn't make any difference at all. So, before talking about how tests might be different, is the proof of whether the serum that's been created for your dog, is the proof in the pudding? If the symptoms stop, it's been effective. And if, for example, someone got a serum and it didn't work, after which amount of time would they get back in touch with you and say, I'm not seeing a lessening of symptoms. Can we either retest or can you make it stronger? I mean, does that happen?
Yes, we get results on average on the hypersensitization, whether it's the sublingual or the subcutaneous injections, about 3 to 5, sometimes 6 months. In that area, we're going to notice some significant improvement, and thereafter we reach a point of stability where we maintain
right.
a refill dose. There are times, however, where a patient, probably in about 12 to 15% of the cases, does not respond immediately. And there are times when we can give and introduce an immunostimulant at the same time
shot
to increase the chances of improvement. We kickstart the immune system, so to speak. Now, what you're referring to in terms of treating without testing is a relatively new phenomenon, and that is taking 12 or 15 or 20 of the most common allergens in an area, putting them into a treatment set and treating the patient for it.
Oh, I see.
Saying that, okay, we're going to hit the mark. Unfortunately, however, we test for 92 allergens, and then we will treat for the ones that are positive, usually anything up to about 20 or so, into a treatment. Now, if we were to just cherry pick without testing,
right.
only 12 of those, there's a very, very good chance that we miss the mark and we don't hit the threshold by treating to just that limited number of allergens. So that's the benefit of testing and identifying what goes into the treatment set rather than buying the equivalent of an over-the-counter treatment set.
Because people are and dogs are so individualized. I mean,
correct.
Can't have 90, you don't put 92 elements in the sublingual. You have to pick your top 10 or something.
And we very seldom, if ever, reach that number of positives. But it's going to be, and in fact, we see this all the time. For example, a veterinarian will call us and say, well, we've got littermates, two or three littermates, all suffering from allergies. Can we test for one and treat all three with the same? And the answer is no, we've shown otherwise.
Wow.
Even though they have genetically been predisposed by their parents to be allergic, All we inherit is the ability to develop allergies, not what we're allergic to.
How extraordinary.
Every patient will be different.
That really is quite amazing and has to create all kinds of challenges for a company dealing with reactions, because you have to educate the vets, educate the owners, and then create the solution, all different parts of the challenge, really.
Correct. In fact, I'd go as far as saying that maybe 50% of our marketing resources are geared towards education and education as much as to obviously gaining familiarity with the product.
It's not just the owners who need to understand this and ask for it. The vets as well have to understand it's not one size fits all.
Well, right. And because it's such a micro-specialized field, it's an area that is changing on a regular basis. And
right.
You're on top of the literature, you do fall behind pretty fast.
And so it's nice to have someone else that's doing that heavy lifting and does nothing but this work. I mean, I think that's really the important thing, is to take a company that's a privately owned company focused for a quarter of a century on one aspect of pet health and constantly refining it, understanding it better, coming up with better solutions. I just am so grateful that you exist. I'm going to immediately tell her that her vet, can any vet learn how to send in a blood sample to spot platinum? You don't have to like already be a customer or have some relationship.
Any vet can do that. Basically, if they went to our website, which is www.vetallergy.com, they would be able to find all the information that we've spoken about. There'd be some research papers, as well as order forms on how to draw the serum, fill out the order form, and as well provide a print down a prepaid FedEx label where they can just drop it in FedEx box or have FedEx pick it up and send it to us. So it's very, very simple for them. We get those serums within 2 to 3 days, and they will get the results back within 24 to 48 hours. So if they draw serum on a Monday and send it to us, they'll probably have the results by the weekend.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for in my mailbox, so to speak, and in my vet's mailbox, because wouldn't you know, the darling little Weimaraner puppy that I got at about 6 months old began to develop the same similar allergy symptoms as Maisie did, and it comes from some particular kind of grass or maybe trees that's in these fields where we hike every day. All of a sudden, the ridge of her back was flaky and the hair was thinning and there were bumps as if she had hives. And I tried a little bit of prednisone, which only made her unbelievably thirsty and hungry.
Right.
And it didn't actually affect it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to catch you early, honey. You're only 6 months old, so she's going to become a spot platinum girl too. But I tell you, when you see these dogs, and she has like icky, dirty ears as well, and all of these things are obviously immune system responses. I would say it's to this kind of grass because it's by running out there. Teddy had it too. He was one of your patients.
Right. Tracy, in this case of the six-month-old that you're talking about, I would expect to find more food allergies than inhalant allergies, because typically a dog doesn't develop their full inhalant allergy pattern until they've been through at least two allergy seasons.
Oh, I'll be darned.
From two seasons. Now, in the younger ones, and what you're mentioning are very classic food symptoms: licking of the paws, pododermatitis, otitis, ear infection, ear scratching, face and nuzzle scratching and rubbing. Those are, while not exclusive, those are typically suggestive of food allergies.
Well,
and given the age of the dog,
right,
at the time, that is what I'd expect to find more of. And I would encourage you, when you get those results, to change the diet based on the results of the food allergy testing we send you.
Right.
Before we'd even think about testing.
That's a great idea. And the nice thing is that Halo has now come out with some grain-free products, that dry food that are things like pork and potatoes, things that
right.
are, you know, unusual protein sources
right.
and no
exactly.
grain.
Limited ingredients.
Yes.
And I'm glad that we've got away. Years ago, we used to use the term hypoallergenic food. And the reality is there's no such thing as a hypoallergenic food. Hypoallergenic just simply means what is not allergenic to that particular
That's
patient.
Right. Again, you can't generalize what will that food be. You just
Correct.
Want to get away
Correct.
From whatever the ingredients are that have been triggering it. Well, it'll be nice to have no itchy girls in my house, and Spot Platinum will be the road away from that. Thank you so much. Keep an eye out for another customer from Vermont, because I'm sure that this lady will be thrilled to get a Spot Platinum test.
I will. And, thank you, Tracy.
And look out
for
it. It's a pleasure. Thanks so much, Mervyn. Thank you all for listening, and Dr. Donna and I will be back next time on The Expert Vet.